Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hi, this is Gary Wong from Gary Wong Realty. I'm here with my great friend Ben Cho from Van City. He's a mortgage specialist.
Hello.
Hi, so today we're just going to talk about some issues that first-time homebuyers go through when getting their mortgage. So, Ben, what are some common, what are the top three things that buyers and sellers, what are the top three things that they need to know when getting their mortgage?
Well, in terms of obtaining a mortgage, just to save time, this is how I explain to my members. There's three major factors. When it comes to any kind of lending, first is income. We have to verify your income. Second thing, we need to check your credit. So how your credit is like. It's about history, what your like, your borrowing history is like. So the third factor is a net worth, which is your assets minus liabilities, which actually leads to your down payment, which is very important. So as I mentioned, three major factors, income, credit, and then net worth, which we connected to a down payment.
So what are the difficulties usually? Do they come in to meet you and they're all prepared, or what usually happens?
Well, that'd be really, if in a perfect world, that's what's gonna be. People come with all the documents needed, they have perfect credit, perfect income, you know, big down payment. But that rarely happens. Because it rarely happens, I try to educate people about what to bring to the initial meeting, and they set the right expectation.
Mm-hmm. So then you said the income, what was the second thing?
Credit.
Income, credit, and?
Net worth.
So for income, what documents do they need? The T1 or the notice of assessment?
It depends whether you're self-employed or your salary employee. Mm-hmm. So if you're self-employed, most banks want 2 to 3 years of your T1 general, which is your tax return in Canada, mm-hmm. with a statement of business activities. Mm-hmm. And then you need to have a notice of assessment for the same years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now also, it talks about if you're sole proprietor, that's what you need. If you're a corporation, we need your two to three years, your business financials as well.
Mm.
Okay, so you need to have a little more information, because with salary employees, a little more stable, but self-employed individuals, things can change year by year.
Mm.
So if your salary employee is quite easy, it's a lot easier. We need probably 1 year tax return or notice of assessment, and your most recent pay stub or letter of employment.
Okay, so then that was the income. The second is the net worth.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of documents can show their net worth?
Net worth, bank statement is a good one. You can bring on bank statement, RSP statement.
Okay.
If you're a first time home buyer, you can actually use up to $25,000 from your own RSP. You can take money out. Mm-hmm. Not first time, you call it up. Let's see. Homebuyer program now. Mm-hmm. It used to be first-time homebuyer. Mm-hmm. Now it's homebuyer program. So you can take up $25,000. You need to have a statement, RSP statement, to show that you have the money, which will be part of down payment, as I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to prove that you have down payment? Bank statement is one of the best ways.
Okay. So then we covered the income. We've covered the net worth. And the third one was?
Credit.
Credit. So what kind of documents do they need to bring to you for that?
For credit history, most banks have a computer system. So if you have a driver license, it will show your name, legal name, your current address, your date of birth. Your SIN number comes in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't have to ask for SIN number, but actually I recommend it because, mm-hmm. as you know, a credit system is a computer system. It makes mistakes sometimes.
Yeah.
So if you actually put in a credit request, everybody has a legal name, and some people have different name they go by.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in a name with new name, it mm-hmm. could create a duplicate credit profile, which can create a headache down the road. So I recommend putting in SIN number.
Ah, I see. Okay, great. That's a great basic overview. I guess we'll discuss more in detail in further videos about some other mortgage issues and must-knows and great tips and stuff. So we thank you for your time, Ben, today.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Ben Cho from Van City, mortgage specialist. His contact information is below this video. This is Gary Wong from Gary Wong Realty, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.